Episcopalians have elected the first woman to lead the more than 2 million member denomination in the United States. She will also be the first female bishop to head any of the 38 national churches in the worldwide Anglican Communion. Chicago Public Radio's Jason DeRose reports from the Episcopal General Convention in Columbus, Ohio.
After 5 hours of deliberation, fellow bishops named Catherine Jeffords Shorey of the Episcopal Diocese of Nevada the new presiding bishop-elect on the fifth ballot. Lay and clergy delegates to the church's general convention then confirmed that vote with thunderous applause and a standing ovation. Jeffords Shorey's election comes at a time when Episcopalians in the U.S. are deeply divided over issues of sexuality and their relationship to more conservative churches in the Anglican Communion. In presenting the bishop-elect, Bishop Catherine Wainick of the Diocese of Indianapolis said Jeffords Shorey is the right choice at the right time.
But it is always the right time to recognize persons who are capable and faithful and articulate and who have the ability to carry the vision and the mission and to share it with the church and with the world beyond us.
Jeffords Shorey has taken public positions in favor of fully including gays and lesbians in the church. 3 years ago, she supported the selection of Gene Robinson of New Hampshire as the church's first openly gay bishop. Nonetheless, Jeffords Shorey says she will try to work with those who oppose her views on homosexuality.
A commitment to remaining in relationship and trying to build relationship with people who disagree or are offended or appalled at a decision usually goes a long way.
Leaders of Integrity, the gay and lesbian rights group within the church, say they're pleased with the selection of Jeffords Shorey, which comes 30 years after the Episcopal Church first began ordaining women to the priesthood. Reverend Susan Russell is Integrity's president.
I think her election is an opportunity for us to witness to the larger communion of what a church looks like and what ministry looks like when all of the baptized are fully included in all orders of ministry.
But some within the church warn Jeffords Shorey's selection will deepen the serious fissures that already exist in the Anglican Communion. Canon David Anderson of the American Anglican Council.
By her writings and quotes from speeches she's made, indicate she is a revisionist, very much a part of the gay and lesbian agenda. This will take us in a trajectory farther out of the Anglican orbit.
Today here in Columbus, the Episcopalian Convention will decide whether to continue consecrating gay bishops and whether to create an official ceremony for blessing same-sex unions. The official installation of Jeffords Shorey as the 26th presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church is scheduled for November 4th at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeRose in Columbus.